What's up, fellas? So I had a loyal patron supporter that wanted me to break down the dynamics between meeting a woman in the club or meeting a woman at the grocery store. And to be honest with you guys, this goes deeper than just the club. This is why I made it. I think most of you guys know women in the club are garbage, so I don't really need to make a video about that, a breakdown of that. But it also goes for things like the gym also, guys. All right, like when you at the gym, also, so it's a different dynamics when you just meet a woman who's in a grocery store opposed to the gym, club, pretty much any social event where people dress up, guys. Pretty much anything where women get glammed up and, you know, they're going to be playing some music or something like that. You got to understand that you at a big advantage opposed to meeting that same woman walking down the street, coming home from work, or the grocery store, or at Rite Aid, or shit like that. You got a Subway restaurant, shit like that. You always at a disadvantage, guys. All right? The number one, and I got 10 reasons, guys, so bear with me. This video might be long. I wrote down 10 talking points, so whenever I do that, I'm like, this is going to be a long-ass video. Because y'all know how I like to talk on every fucking talking point. It ain't like I'm just going to tell you what the talking point is and move. Y'all know I run my fucking mouth. All right? Number one, guard is down. All right? When you meet a woman at the grocery store, guys, her guard is down. When you meet a woman at the gym, her guard is up. Y'all guys got to understand how women, let's be honest, I'm talking about sexy women. Now, I'm not talking about that fat bitch. That fat bitch don't need to have no guard up. Nobody want her. I'm talking about women who know they hot, that get a lot of attention, get a lot of stares. They guard is up exponentially when they go to clubs and shit like that, guys. Because y'all guys got to understand, women know men want to fuck them. Could y'all imagine? I want y'all just to think about something for a second. Let's just think about how you would be if you was a sexy ass woman and you was in a place that you knew was in there by thirsty ass men. And let's just be honest, men in the gym are thirsty as fuck. And I'm not just talking about, you know, approaching. We just got testosterone. We want to fuck. That's what I mean when I'm talking about thirst. I want to fuck, bitch. That's what I'm talking about. So y'all guys got to understand that women guards go up when they know and they're going to go into these dominant places, especially something like a club or a gym or something like that where it's going to be dominated by men and shit like that. I know some of y'all might live in Atlanta where the women dominate. But up here in New York, these spots going to be dominated by men. So women guards go up because they outnumbered. All right, guys. So y'all guys, and you know, I put it to y'all guys like this. Like when I'm on the Upper East Side of town, oh, man, I just walk, you know, I don't turn my head. I ain't watching everybody's hand. You put my ass in East New York when I lived in East New York, by the way. That's where I was living at in the basement, guys. I lived in East New York. I watched people's hands. You know, I was aware. I was on guard. I was on lookout because I know where I'm at. All right, I know there's a bunch of sharks out this motherfucker. So that's the same way women is when they go into these male-dominated spaces where they know guys are going to be thirsty. You drinking alcohol, goddamn right you want some pussy. You see them drink alcohol, you want to fuck. All right, you in the gym, everybody walking around with spandex, you want to do some fucking. All right, guys, so y'all guys got to understand that women go into these places with their guards up. All right, guys. Number two, women go to the club with the mindset that they don't want to meet their man in a club. Now, this won't matter to the hot girl, the girl that got her ass popping her ass in the club every week. Yeah, she there to meet the dope boys. I'm talking about the girl who casually went out because her girlfriend's birthday today, and she don't normally go to the club. Only time she go to the club is one of her girlfriend's birthday, pretty much, or somebody gets engaged. All right, and if you go up and you meet that girl in the fucking club, that girl got the mindset that she don't want to meet her boyfriend or a dude in the club. She just got that mindset before she go in there. I don't want to meet a man in the club. Why? I don't know. I just don't want to meet a man in the club. That's just something that percolates with a lot of women. Like I said, this don't count for the club thought that's in there popping her ass every weekend. I'm talking about that girl who goes to the club twice a year for her two of her best friend's birthday. All right, she was just already at a disadvantage right there. She already going in there with the mindset that she don't want to meet a dude at the club. Number three, guys, the club puts women on a pedestal. It does. Pretty much every social event, but the club primarily because they let the women in free. So right there, they give them the mindset that we're better than men. That's what. So guys, at the dynamic. So I'm right now, I'm just gonna talk about the club. In the club, guys, the dynamics of this. The guys at the bars are the beta males, and the guys popping the ballers are the alpha males. That's the dynamics. Now, I don't think I ever in my life got a table in a club. Y'all know why? Because I don't go to the club to meet women, all right? But if I did, I would know that dynamic of it, that women perceive the men that are popping bottles, the alpha males, and the guys who standing at the bars are fucking broke-ass beta males. I'm just letting y'all guys know, I ain't never paid for a table in the club, but I don't go to the club to meet women. I go to the club to relieve steam, listen to some music, get me a couple drinks, all right, and just relax. Now, I'm not saying if a girl sending some choosing signals, I won't fucking get on that bitch. That's not what I'm saying. All right, I'll get on, but I don't go to the club. And a lot of y'all guys lost where the choosing signals came from when I said choosing signals. When I first mentioned choosing signals came from when a guy asked me about how to get women in the club, a video that I made a long time ago. That's when I said the choosing signals. Because when you're in a setting like this, when you're in a setting like choosing a spot like this, if a woman is just walking down the street, you might don't got no time to wait for no choosing signals. But when you're in a social setting like a club or a dance or some shit like that, or the gym or some shit like that, and the woman ain't choosing you, what the fuck you want her for? I'm just being honest. What the fuck do you want her for? But other than that, if a woman is choosing, yeah, but other than that, I don't even worry about women at the fucking club. All right, so that's where I go. But that is the dynamics, that women just think they're higher value than you, and they really only think that guys who are popping bottles or guys who have a table, the nice looking women, guys. I ain't talking about the ugly bitches. I'm talking about the bad bitches. That's who I hope y'all looking for, all right? They really only, you know, are entertained by the guys who have a table. I've went up to women who I perceived as choosing or some shit like this, all right? Or maybe they weren't choosing. Like I tell y'all guys, choosing signals is not 100% written in stone. If you're feeling it, you're feeling it. I just don't want y'all guys leaving the house. Oh, man, I'm finna get some bitches tonight. Man, I'm finna get on these bitches. Listen, if you're feeling it and you just like, man, that's a hot chick, fuck it, I'm gonna go for it. I'm not gonna knock you for that. All right, I'm not gonna knock you for that. I just don't want you guys leaving the house with a hungry aura about yourself, talking about how many numbers you finna get. Because now you finna base your whole happiness that night off of how many numbers you got. That's what the whole thing of choosing signals for. But it was a girl I went approaching the club. Man, I don't really give a fuck if she's something choosing signals or not. I went up to her and she told me something. You got a table? And, you know, we talking and shit like this. And then I was like, shit, you know, change numbers or some shit like this. She told me something. You got a table? In other words, they ready to sit their ass down. So this is what I'm talking about. All right, they only value, a lot of the women that only value the guys who got tables. All right, guys. Number four, if you're not there with friends, guys, a lot of women will perceive you as a fucking loser. It's just the way it is. They'll perceive you as that thirsty dude who's going to stand at the bar with a beer in his hand in his pocket, and chase ass all night. That's what they're going to perceive you as. All right, so if you end up by yourself and you just chilling like I do all the fucking time, 90% of the time, they can perceive you as a loser. The reason I can do it, because I don't care. Perceive me what the fuck you want to perceive me. I don't give a fuck. All right, but for the guys who go to clubs to meet women, just understand that if you go by yourself, women will perceive you as a fucking loser. I'm just telling you the way it is, guys. Women are very social creatures. And when they see that you don't got friends, they can perceive you as a loser. Me being as an alpha male, I really don't give a fuck what the bitch perceive me as. I really don't give a fuck. Perceive me as the fuck you want to perceive me. I don't give a fuck. Like I tell you guys, I meet women who perceive me as beta males that I'm dating. You'll find I ain't no beta male if I get that ass. You can perceive me what the fuck you want to. That's why I stopped responding to people talking shit about me on fucking YouTube. Believe what the fuck you want to believe. I ain't never responding to shit else nobody else say about me. Believe what the fuck you want to believe. right? I always felt like that in the real world, but for some reason when I got on YouTube, I had thin skin when I got on YouTube. I ain't got it no goddamn more. All right, so you talk some shit about me now and see what happened. I'm going to ignore the hell out your goddamn ass. Number five, guys. She not dressed up, so she thinks that your interest is genuine. Guys, everybody looks sexy in a fucking red miniskirt. Everybody looks sexy. Every girl looks sexy in fucking tight-ass spandex. But when you see a woman at the grocery store, I never seen a woman at Whole Foods with a fucking miniskirt on. You ain't gonna see no woman. You typically ain't gonna see no woman all dolled up at Whole Foods. So when you see it, when you meet a woman at, you know, the store or something like that, they not dolled up. So you meeting the authentic them. How many times you guys done met a chick in the club and you thought, man, that bitch bad. And then when you go to see her and pick her up, she look totally different when she ain't got that tight ass skirt on. I can't tell y'all guys how many times I done met women in tight skirts, right? Tight skirts look like they had an ass. Everybody looked like they got an ass and a miniskirt. When I get ready to go on a date, now she got on some tight jeans. I'm like, goddamn, did she leave her ass in the house? I mean, I can't tell y'all guys. So when you meet a woman that's, you know, at the store or something like that, at least she gets you get to see the authentic her, and she believes it's genuine. All right, guys, as in you seeing her, every woman looks sexy, dolled up, makeup, hair did, and all this shit, short miniskirt, heels on. Y'all guys might don't know this, but heels, women wearing high heels, sis, they butt up, give them the illusion of having longer legs and being taller. All this makes them more attractive. Well, she ain't gonna have all that shit on when you meet at Whole Foods, so she knows you genuinely like her. The same way, opposed to you meet a girl in your Lamborghini, or opposed to meet her, you know, just walking down the street. Of course, who gonna reject you in the fucking Lamborghini? I mean, shit, who gonna reject you? Shit, a woman will leave her goddamn boyfriend and get in the car with your ass. You got a Lamborghini. I'm just being honest. I'm not talking about a fucking Lexus. I'm not talking about a motherfucking Mercedes. I'm talking about a fucking Lamborghini. That's next level shit. All right, guys? Or a Ferrari. Ain't no woman rejecting that unless you just a complete ass or just like 500 pounds or some shit. Then I guess she could. But when you got Lamborghini money, and I know guys can lease these cars and shit like this here, but still, even a lease, even leasing these cars $3,000-$4,000 a month. Motherfucker, you got some money somewhere. If your ass leasing a Lamborghini and your ass leasing a Ferrari, even if you leasing it, motherfucker, what you paying for that goddamn lease, let me know you making something. Shit, you ain't working as hard as I can tell you that shit. All right, guys? So that's like next level money. So, of course, but opposed to meeting a woman walking down the street, you know it's authentically for you. Now, the sleazeballs, we don't give a fuck. I really don't give a fuck if you like me for the Lamborghini or like me for whatever. I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna fucking toss your ass to the side of the road. I don't really give a shit. Next one, guys, number six. You made an approach without alcohol. Now, that might seem small to y'all, but a lot of guys only got confidence when they got alcohol in their system. Most guys will not make an approach. A lot of these guys, how many of y'all guys seen guys with liquor courage? They ready to fight and kill with alcohol in their system. Motherfucker sober, the biggest fucking nerd, act like Charlie Brown. Throw a couple beers in the system, he ready to kill goddamn every goddamn body. That's the same way some guys is approaching women. You give them a couple shots of alcohol, they can approach any woman in the fucking world. They don't give a shit. When that motherfucker's sober, that motherfucker won't even make eye contact with a fucking woman. So when you make these approaches and you sober, guys, and you ain't got no alcohol in your system, it shows true confidence. Because a lot of guys can only make approaches online dating or with alcohol in their system. That's why a lot of guys, any place other than where they drinking alcohol at, they would not make an approach, period. They got to have some alcohol in their fucking system to approach women. All right, guys? So you get points right there just for being true confidence because you don't need alcohol to get your confidence to go approach a woman. And like I told y'all guys, that's going to be like one of the biggest, like as far as confidence, to make a strong, confident approach, guys, even a woman sending you choosing signals, you still got to go up and make that fucking approach, guys. All right, that's going to always be the biggest confidence builder thing. That's going to always be the number one way to show a woman your confidence level right there, just to make a confident approach. Number seven, guys, she's by herself more than likely. A lot of times, guys, when women around their friends and they out with their friends, they don't want to be rude to their friends. And even if it's just a quick chat to you, they don't want to be, they like, I'm out with my girlfriends, you know, I don't want to be rude to them and chit chat to you. And her friends are cop blocking, or even if they not cop blocking or whatever, guys, a lot of women just value their friends' opinion on shit. And so they don't want to be rude to their friend, even if it's just to talk to you for a quick second. That's why if you're going to talk to a woman while she with her friends, you need to keep it quick. Because most women, they so pressured to fit in with their fucking friends and shit like that. Like us, we'll be proud. Hey, man, get that bitch. Women don't operate that way. They'll be like, oh, you gonna talk to him? You gonna talk to him all night? All right, guys. And so y'all guys got to understand that when you meet women by themselves, they by themselves. You know, they ain't all gonna act all stuck up and shit. What if she a cool chick, but her friends are bougie? So now she got to act bougie. So it's just much better to meet women when they by themselves, guys. Number eight, no loud music. I can't tell you how many, can you talk to a woman masculine and seductive in a loud ass club with the music blasting and shit? You got to talk like this right here. Yeah, my name Tyrone. You can't even be smooth and seductive. You got a goddamn yell. All right, guys. So just that right there alone, it allows you to be in your smooth, masculine self opposed to goddamn yelling. All right, guys. It's hard to speak your true game when you got a goddamn yell. All right, guys. So just that alone, man. Number nine, you avoid gold diggers. Alright, guys, now, we fuck those hoes too, alright, but a lot of you guys gotta understand something about gold diggers, right? Gold diggers are not like the girls' beta male providers. So, like, when I say gold diggers, if you go to the club, most of you guys gonna be dressed up in your best shit like this. It's just natural, right? You wanna dress, but some spots you can't even get in unless you are dressed nice, right? And so, you dress nice, gold diggers, you ain't gonna fuck them and toss them to the side of the road. Gold diggers expect shit up front. Gold diggers don't go for that, I give you some booty and maybe you give me. But gold diggers don't operate that way, guys. Not the gold diggers that I've encountered in my life. Gold diggers, they want a fit first. They want some expensive. They want shit up front. They want you to put out up front. The girls who are seeking beta male providers and relationships and shit like this, you can get them. You can't get professional gold diggers. I'm telling you that shit right now. Professional gold diggers, they done been tricked like that before. Most of them done already fell for that okie doke. Most gold digging women, guys, they done already had some dude that got a nice car, a nice Lamborghini or Ferrari, got their ass, and then he either probably really didn't have shit or got ghost. Most gold diggers don't fall for that shit no more. All right, so you don't want to meet gold diggers. Meeting girls that are looking for beta male providers, that's one thing. Gold diggers is like a whole nother level. A gold digger is not the same thing, guys, as a beta male provider. A girl that's seeking a beta male provider. All right, guys, a gold digger is just a girl that she don't want no relationship, and then basically you tricking without saying you tricking. That's basically what you're doing. Well, a girl who's seeking a beta male provider, she's looking for a relationship, and it typically won't be dumb shit like purses and clothes and shit like that. She's just looking for stability. A man that can do and provide if she's, you know, so choose to have kids. A gold digger don't give a fuck about none of that bullshit. She don't give a fuck who you sleeping with, just long as you got my money over here. You want to avoid them. You'll find a lot of those in the club. I'm telling you that shit right now. You'll find a lot of those. All right, guys. Last one, guys. Lower risk of meeting an attention whore, guys. All right. When you go to the club, guys, you got a lot of women in there who just piling up fucking, giving out their fucking phone number, and they just have a good time. Then that's just what they do. They just give out their number, and then they don't answer nobody fucking call. All right, you can meet a attention whore at the store too, but you greatly reduce it by meeting when you got a lot of women, guys, who specifically go to the club to just see how much attention they can get. sad, I know. But that you got some women that's the only fucking reason they even went to the fucking club. Just to see, just to get all that validation and feel better for themselves. And then they get their ass dressed right back up and go out the next night and do the same fucking thing again, guys. All right, guys. And y'all guys, you like I said, all social settings. But you'll have this at the gym also, guys. You have some of those girls in the gym, man, are attention whores. I'm telling you that shit right now. Why the fuck is you in here? I seen a girl in there in the gym the other day, had a two-piece on. I mean, what? Just straight up attention whore. It take all that to work out. I mean, come on, man. All right, guys. So in a social setting, you really put yourself in a position to meet these attention whores. It's always better to meet women walking down the street, grocery stores, Rite Aid, shit like that, guys. It's just always better. All right. All right, I'll get back with you guys later.